Facades. Good morning. We've had an appointment to talk about installing the house facade. You've found the right guy. We've got massive experience in the industry. Are you interested in installing the facade alone, or would you like to have the wall thermal insulation done as well? Both. I'd like to recover some of the costs under the thermal insulation allowance. All clear? There are two methods of performing the work, wet or dry. Different types of facades are used with each of them. Please give me some details of these methods. The wet method involves attaching the insulation material to the wall with glue and dowels, applying an adhesive layer over the mesh, priming, and finishing with a thin coat plaster. The latter method involves making a suitable wooden or steel grate and then fixing the outer layer of the facade to it in the form of wooden or plastic panels, as well as various cladding panels. Let's focus on the wet method. This is also what the technical design provides for, according to which we should use 15 cm thick graphite polystyrene for insulation, and the plaster should be in a shade of grey. Let's talk about the types of plasters, their texture and appearance. We strive to use system solutions that guarantee the aesthetic appearance and protection of the plaster against external factors. Among the basic structures of thin coat plaster, we distinguish the so-called pitted skin texture and knockdown texture. We can make mineral, silicon, silicate, silicon silicate plasters. Are there any conditions for using these plasters? Yes, they might be used depending on where our house is located, whether it's downtown on a busy, dusty street, or whether the house is located by a body of water surrounded by lots of trees. The different types of plasters differ in durability, vapor permeability, susceptibility to staining, water repellent properties, resistance to fungi and lichens. When can you start applying the plaster? You need to prime the substrate with a plaster primer to adjust absorbency. It is best to tint the primer to a color similar to that of the plastering compound. This will protect the facade from stains and discoloration. What else to pay attention to when doing plastering? Proper application and troweling of the plaster is very important. The appearance of the plaster in terms of evenness and the required texture depends on this. All imperfections and errors will be visible to the naked eye.